Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
We've all heard cash is king. In retirement, however, it's cash flow. Today, we'll dig into cash flow in retirement and some other suggestions that could help you maintain your current lifestyle.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and joining me today is Lance Gilman. Lance is president, CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, and nafinancialadvisors.com is the website. Give us a visit the website as well. Lance, of course, is an investment advisor representative. You have expertise in Social Security. You have expertise in federal employee retirement. You just have a lot of expertise, Lance. How are you?
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate it. Hey, doing great. Yeah, anxious to get right at the show. It's always great to be back. And the guys have been doing quite a bit of shows here in the past few weeks. So it's good to be back on with you.
Sure. Ben, it's always good to talk with you. And you got my attention. Cash is king, but then cash flow rules the roost in retirement. Is that fair?
It's always the case, really. And it's kind of interesting. One of the first questions after we ascertain what somebody's goals and aspirations are in their retirement, which is actually the number one priority to set the stage for everything else, we're going to look at cash flow. That's exactly what we're going to look at, is what is your projected inflows? What are the projected inflows in retirement, and what are the projected outflows? It's all about the cash flow.
Right.
It's, you know, a lot of times people are talking about they need X amount of dollars, and they throw these crazy things out there, 250, 500,000, a million plus in retirement. It really does not have anything to do with the size of the account. It has everything to do with the cash flow.
Sure. Well, all right. So with that said, where's that cash coming from? We've got to have the right income sources to make that cash flow.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that we're going to look at. So one of the primary things that we're going to try to establish right out of the gate is what the Social Security looks like for if it's just an individual or a couple. And we have a Social Security planning report that we do for all of our listeners that basically eliminates the guesswork for that. And not a lot of other financial advisory firms do this because you can't make any money off of Social Security projections.
Right. But so why do you do it, Lance? Why Northern Alliance do you specifically focus on that? And you've got a lot of expertise in Social Security.
Right. That's true. Yeah, I'm a national speaker on Social Security. And the reason that we do it is because it amounts to about a third of a retiree's portfolio. So in income, typically, if you look at national standards and run some analytics, you're going to find out about a third of that income projection in retirement is coming from that Social Security. And for an individual, that's going to be about $500,000, $550,000 for a couple, $1.2 million.
Wow.
Is the projection for Social Security. And most of the time, firms don't talk about it because they can't make any money off it. But for us, it's a matter of making an informed decision on one of the most critical income sources, at least a third of most retirees' income sources for their projected lifespan. And so it's germane because that kind of sets the stage for everything else. And yeah, we don't make any money off it, but it's not about, it's what it is, Steve. It's about taking care of people. And that decision usually happens first in the retirement planning process for most individuals. Mm-hmm. As they're getting ready to retire, they're thinking about when they're going to take Social Security. And that sets the stage to determine what, because at that before that point, everything is unknown. We don't really know what the choice is going to be with Social Security.
Of course.
So we run the Social Security planning report, eliminate the guesswork, and we say, okay, if you do this, and if you're married, we'll look at your spouse's Social Security and say, okay, well, if one of you takes it at full retirement age, the other one, we might want to wait on with delayed retirement credits until you're 70, and then one of them is maxed out for contingency planning purposes, and or, you know, there's thousands of different ways to structure this. So, but the report will tell us exactly where things are maximized. And then we go from something that's unknown to something that's known in terms of income sources in retirement. Mm-hmm. And then we start to build from there.
Well, and again, so we've got the cash flows and we're generating the income we need, and that income needs to cover the expenses that we have every month.
Yeah, exactly. So then that now you're talking about budgeting, which is going to be the next question that we're going to ask right after we ask somebody what their goals and their aspirations are with their retirement planning. The very next question we're going to ask is, what does your budget look like both now and then projected in retirement?
Well, how because often again, do they really have an idea of that when they walk in?
Not a lot of people. I know it's surprising, but most people, for the most part, they just kind of wing it, to be honest, from month to month. And as long as they're solvent at the end of the month, then they think like they're doing all right. Mm-hmm. But we want something a little more than just winging it. So we have tools in place that are going to help somebody to kind of figure out exactly what their budget is. And so we have just a regular sheet where they can track their expenses from month to month. And then we also have an Excel spreadsheet they can punch numbers in and kind of change things up, adjust them as needed, make changes and save them and adapt as they go. And those two combined give us a really good idea of what's going on. The other thing that a lot of people do to establish what they're spending is they just get a credit card and they put every single expense for the month or two on that credit card. And of course, the idea is to pay it off every month, but then they're not only actually tracking their expenses, but we can categorize where those expenses are going. And it'll show us exactly where, you know, how much money they're spending for food, for instance, how much money they're spending for gasoline on a month-to-month basis. And a lot of times, too, most of my clients now, especially if they've been listening to the show or whatnot, get some of these credit cards that actually give them points. And they pay the credit card off, but they get the points.
Right.
And so then every month they start doing that. And then at the end of the year, they can go on a trip for free. It's a pretty cool deal.
I like that. And again, that's what we want to do in retirement. We want to go on trips. We want to travel.
Exactly. We want to have some fun.
Well, to get there, though, you've got to put some strategies in place. And you kind of outlined some Social Security strategies. But I know you've got others as well that apply in different situations.
Yeah, sure. We're going to definitely take a look at how somebody, in terms of their investment, another one of the key things that we're going to do on a first or second appointment is ascertain where somebody's risk is in their current investment portfolio. And again, just like we're talking about budgeting and actually having a budget, most people have no idea how they are allocated in their portfolios. So what we do when people bring in their statements, we do a deep dive in their portfolio, and it's called a Morningstar X-ray report, where actually we'll sort out three basic things for us. One, it's going to tell us what their allocation is and therefore their current risk. The second thing it's going to tell us is what their fee structure is. And the third thing is going to be their performance. And then we can kind of figure out, okay, based on where they are currently, where we think they should be, and then we'll make recommendations from there. But that investment strategy is critical because that's going to usually what we want to see is that risk dial back over time, Steve. And many times when people come in, they have the same risk. Let's say they came into a company 20, 25 years ago and they signed up. They were like, okay, I want to be as aggressive as possible because I don't have anything. I just want to kind of go for the gusto. Well, now that they're in their 60s, maybe mid 60s or so, and they're thinking about retirement, a lot of times they haven't looked at those strategies in 20, 25 years. So they're still way off the charts for risk. So we're going to want to kind of dial that back over time. And as they get ready to transition into retirement, because we don't have as much rebound time after a major market drawdown. So we want to dial that risk back over time.
Well, and again, we have to manage longevity in there too, don't we? I mean, that's a conversation that you have. We say it every week, well, we're living longer, and we are, but we have to address that.
Yeah, exactly. Because the idea is, like, for instance, when they first came out with Social Security in 1935 or so, most people were living somewhere in like their upper 60s. So for the most part, you started your Social Security at 65, you were alive for a few years, and that was it. Game over, right? So you didn't have a lot of time to plan for, but most people are living, you know, if somebody's 65 now, there's a great propensity that they're going to live into their 80s, 90s, and maybe even triple digits. So we got a long window to plan for. So exactly. It's not just 2-3 years that we're looking at. It's decades.
Lance, we are up against the clock here. We need to take a quick break. So let's go ahead and invite folks to call. We'll be right back with lots more Financial Safari and Lance Gilman.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, this is it. It's a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, and get yourself a financial roadmap put together once and for all. A practical financial review, if you're looking for that second opinion, Lance is the guy to call. 833-856-1384. You get the comprehensive financial review just talked about, plus all the extras that go along with it. And there's no cost, there's no obligation, and when you walk out, you'll have a roadmap, a guide to get you on your road to retirement. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Quick break for us. We're coming back. Lots more Financial Safari with Lance Gilman right after this.
Behavioral finance is a field of study that examines how human psychology and behavior can affect financial decisions and outcomes. When it comes to retirement, behavioral finance can have significant influences in many areas. We'll take a deep dive into this topic when we come right back.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everybody. Financial Safari is the program. Lance Gilman is here. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, NAFinancialAdvisors.com. Of course, Lance is an independent fiduciary. Well, you're a fiduciary firm. You are retired lieutenant colonel. So you've got a lot of insight into federal employee kind of thing. We talked about Social Security and your knowledge base there and that, how you are a highly sought after speaker to talk about Social Security to financial advisors. So to me, that means that there's a lack of knowledge out there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially when it comes to Social Security, there are just so many options for people and they get very little guidance or help at all. If they call Social Security, basically, so the only thing Social Security can really tell them is what their benefits are. Remember, you're talking to the government here, so right. It's not like they really want you to know how to maximize your benefits.
No.
Anyway, but even if they did, they're not financial advisors, and they're going to say, well, if you want to try to strategize or maximize those benefits, you really need to talk to an advisor.
All right. And I completely agree. And so here's the thing. We're talking about behavioral finance, and to me, I find the topic fascinating. And, you know, it's kind of what makes us tick financially, and that can be a bit of a mystery, I think. And so it's your job as an advisor, someone guiding us into retirement. you've got to understand kind of what makes people tick financially, and we have to you have to understand their biases because we've all got them when it comes to money.
Yeah, that is true. And the other thing that's really important, they kind of do psychoanalytics of just about everything, shopping and whatnot. Oh, yeah. Now they're kind of going into finances. But the real key that I will say with all of this is that you don't want your emotions or your friends or really the media or anybody to be influencing your investment plan. You don't, because when you get to a point where you're being influenced and you start letting emotion kind of take over, then you're reacting, and you don't want to be in an emotional reactive mode when it comes to your financial planning. You want to basically have your game plan and stick to your game plan, because okay. otherwise you're trying to time the market. You've got fear, you've got emotion, and you're reacting. And that is never a good situation. It's like the perfect storm when it comes to your portfolio.
Sure. Management. Well, I mean, so we talk about framing and perception. In other words, how we take the information and how it affects us in the long run.
Yeah. Exactly. So you kind of like frame things, and you use this to communicate and present options in ways that help individuals make more informed decisions and then optimize their returns and decisions. So, you know, that's all part of our intake process, is we're going to kind of get an idea of where somebody is for risk tolerance. And this is kind of interesting too, Steve, because you get a couple that comes in. One, we do two separate intakes for a couple. This is kind of okay. a little bit different, but you know, you might have a couple that one person is like a risk taker and the other one is totally risk averse. So you really do have to have two separate allocation choices for that couple.
And
it's okay.
That,
it's perfectly okay.
But that's interesting.
What?
No, I said, I haven't thought about it that way, but that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's, I see it all the time with it. I mean, sometimes I would say maybe 50% of the time the couple is on the same page when it comes to their risk, but that means, you know, the other 50% of the time they're not. And then they can be totally diametrically opposed. Like one person is like, go for it. And the other person is like, no, not so much. I want total safety here with these funds.
Well, and that's where the marriage counselor hat comes.
Well, that's true. Yes. For sure.
Because you do have to deal with that sometimes, right?
Sure. And it's fine. Couples. It's perfectly fine. Yeah. We can have like spouse A can be a little bit more risky, and then spouse B might be totally risk averse and just say, well, we want to have basically very little volatility here. We want fixed products over here and things that are going to give us guaranteed rates of return with zero to low risk. And then over here on the other side where we're taking more risk, that's how that whole framing comes together and that discussion point, because you can have two separate portfolios within the same household.
Okay. That makes sense. 833-856-1384. So this, how much, in your experience, has social media changed perhaps mindsets or changed minds when it comes to money?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, Steve, because I don't frequent social media that much.
Right.
I don't. It's just not something that I'm particularly interested in. Once in a while, I'll go on there if there's something with my family that's particularly like just a major life event.
Sure,
I'll post
right.
something. I mean, but people are posting what they're eating for lunch. Like,
of course
whatever.
Are.
I mean,
right.
If
but
that's
again,
something that's important to you, then that's great. But when we talk about social media and how like the media can frame our minds and things and our perceptions, and it really can, because some of the things that they throw out there in social media, for instance, like they know what your income is a lot of times in social media platforms. They might know the fact that you might have investments. They might know what they are. And so all of a sudden you're, for instance, you might be just thinking about or you go and you look for something on social media, like you're looking for a tie or sudden. And then when you go into your social media platform, like you go into, like you're not even in Facebook. And like, then you say, let's say you go on Google and then you say, oh, well, okay, I want to just look at certain ties. Well, then you go on your Facebook and then all of a sudden all these ties come up as advertisement in your social media. And you're thinking to yourself, what in the world? How'd that happen?
Exactly.
But that's kind of what they do. And they spin these things off. And the other thing that I've seen on social media is they'll say things like you need X amount of dollars for $500,000, you need $1 million to safely, comfortably retire. Just stuff like that.
Sure. Well, and again,
and it gets people concerned and afraid.
Of course it does.
And they don't know what to do.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that gets into the emotional side of behavioral finance. And I mean, again, we are emotional about our money. There's no question about it. And the good news is you take the emotion out of it. You see it, you know, you just tell, you just let the math tell the story because the math isn't going to lie.
Right. That's true. And people play off that. They know that fear, for instance, is one of the things that sells. And so if you're selling something, if you can get somebody fearful, then they're in a point where they're going to make a decision to move. For instance, like you see a lot of stuff like somebody's coming after your 401k, they're going to take every dime, blah, blah, blah. And you need to put all your money in gold and call this number.
Hearing those commercials all the time.
All the time. Because we're in a down market, right? Every 7 to 10 years or thereabouts, the market has a corrective cycle and we're in a corrective cycle right now. And so it's a perfect time to play off that fear. But gold is never typically something that would be recommended as an investment. You look at gold and how it's performed relative to the market over time, it's not even on the radar screen. But that's how they get you to move. They're just like, oh, okay, go buy this gold. And then people get afraid. Okay, they're going to come after my 401k. But if I put in gold, they won't. And unfortunately, it's just typically not a very good financial decision. Now, gold is a real asset, so it tends to hold its value over time. But in terms of investment and the projections for investment growth, it just pales in comparison to what the market can bring.
So where does procrastination fit in with behavioral finance? I mean, that's a problem too for a lot of us, right?
Oh, for sure. I don't know if I've told this story. I know I've told it on TV before, but somebody was listening to our show for many years, like 4 years. And at the end of the show, he would sit down and he'd have all these notes and he'd talk to his wife about all the stuff he learned on the show.
Okay.
And then, so this is going on for 4 years, Steve. So finally, he listens to the show one Saturday and writes down all his notes. And then his wife comes in and he's like, you're not going to believe all the stuff I learned. And then at the end of that, he's like, I got to call those guys. And he's been saying this for 4 years. Hmm. So finally, she's like, where's the number? So she takes the number and she's the one that called us.
That's funny.
Yeah. She's like, okay, I've heard enough of them. Wow. No, it's true. You know, we procrastinate. He's like, okay, I know I need to do that. But, you know, 4 years later, now they're now clients. So
well, that's all's well that ends well, right?
Yeah,
I guess so.
You know, exactly. So unfortunately, we do kind of keep kicking the ball down the road. And when it comes to retirement planning, we've got a window of opportunity. And usually that's 3 to 5 years. That's kind of like the sweet spot. So if you know you're 3 to 5 years out from retirement, you need to give us a call and not keep kicking that down the road because we've got to get a plan in place. And the sooner we can get that plan in place, the better that retirement plan is going to be. They say something like 50,000 squirrels die every day because they failed to make a decision.
What, mean stand in the road and get run over?
Yeah, exactly. Got to decide which way you're going to go.
Oh, man, I like it. Hey, Lance, we got to take another break here. Let's invite folks to call in the meantime.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is. Great way for you to be able to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. We're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. Again, no cost, no obligation. Find out how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that could be potential problems for you down the line? How much are you paying in fees? Do you even know? What about a potential tax liability? And how about finding security in lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits? Take advantage of the complimentary review by calling us at 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're back. We've got more Financial Safari with Lance Gilman right after this.
Retirement can be fulfilling and enjoying, but it's important to be mindful of how you manage your money and make it last throughout your retirement years. When we come back, we'll highlight some ways retirees may inadvertently waste their money.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
On Financial Safari, I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman is here. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial and NAFinancialAdvisors.com. And you are all settled in the new digs and everything's wonderful, right?
Oh, yeah. We're all good. 95 Main Street in Auburn's the new headquarters. We've got six offices in there plus three conference rooms. We've got a recording studio, break room, overlooks the water. New furniture. We're ready to rock and roll, Steve.
Nice. Very nice. I want to come up there and see that.
Sure. We could record there sometime.
Sure. Sounds like a plan. So we're going to talk about some things that again, I think retirees perhaps inadvertently, as you said, waste money because, I mean, we all probably suffer from that a time or two. And one of them, especially early in retirement, is overspending. I mean, I get it. You're just retired. You're thinking, my coffers are full, right?
Yeah.
But then
that's true. And that's really going to go back to that budget planning that we talked about in our earlier segments of the shows, how critical that is. And people just have no idea a lot of times when they first come in and we ask them if they have a budget and they've got the deer in the headlights.
Right.
And there are some, and so if you don't have a budget, the other thing I want to say is don't be embarrassed by that. About 9 out of 10 people don't. So don't feel like you're not going to call because you don't have a budget. Well, let's get started on that and get working on it.
Right. Because that's all it takes is that one phone call to get things going and, you know, maybe perhaps avoid overspending. Also have to talk about healthcare costs and, you know, from an inflation standpoint, healthcare inflation is just out of control and not going down anytime soon. So how do you address that in terms of putting together a retirement plan for somebody, a retirement income plan? How much do you say, okay, we got to talk about healthcare?
Yeah, it's important. Obviously, a lot of times people are trying to bridge that gap. Like they're trying to retire, they're hoping to retire maybe before 65 because they're just getting tired. And then we got to talk about healthcare, right? Because now you're in that gray area. You're not quite Medicare eligible, but you're in the window. You're like within 2 to 3 years.
Sure.
But so now you got to go on to the open market for a little while. And how do you do that and all that? It's just really critical. And the other thing that I've seen a lot of people like once you get to your Medicare eligibility, then you're good to go. So because it's relatively inexpensive and you have some of the best coverages available
in the United States for many different carriers, but it's just that gray area that can be a little bit difficult.
Well, and again,
the other thing that
people
do is HSA, you know, their health savings account.
Oh, yeah.
So if your employer offers a health savings account, it's a way to, that you can tuck money, pre-tax money. So you're not even being taxed on those dollars aside. And you that carries over. Like a lot of benefits sometimes, if especially with like federal employees, for instance, like their medical leave, they really can't do much or, you know, carry that over in terms of their benefits. A lot of times their life insurance, they can't carry that over when they leave service. But an HSA account, a health savings account, if you put money in that, it actually just grows in the background. And then what happens is when you leave or sever your employment, then you can take that full amount with you. And it's pretty significant. It's like $3,800, $3,850 for an individual in 2023, and $7,750 for a couple that you can put into a health savings account. And you can help buffer some of those health costs and get a tax break at the same time.
Well, that's the amazing thing to me about an HSA. And I know they've been around for a long time, but it's only recently that I've been reading and you guys have been talking about, hey, you can put money in here, you know, up to $7,000, whatever it is, as a family. And I mean, if you load that thing up going into retirement, you are golden.
You know what's crazy is that these haven't been around that long in terms of the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
But I've had people coming for retirement consultations that have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in these HSAs.
No kidding. That's amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah. That's, I mean, you know, they'll never have to pay for anything.
No. And so, and plus they got the tax advantages while they were putting the funds in there.
Well, and there's no
tax. It's just a win-win for, you know, for, and it's just another part of that planning process we're going to look at. We're going to look at budget. We're going to look at saving for healthcare. We're going to look at Social Security, all of these pieces of the puzzle that start to come together as holistic and comprehensive planners. That's what we do.
But one of the things too, is that, you know, we're not, we talked a lot about Social Security today, so we don't spend a great deal of time on it. But again, one of the things that you can help us do is to optimize that benefit.
Right. That, well, what we'll do is we'll perform that Social Security planning report. We'll actually build that report. It's about a 40-page report. And in the second meeting, when the caller comes back in or the couple comes back in, we'll actually have that report actually printed and we'll review that with the prospect or the couple and
That's
say,
cool.
These are your choices. This is optimized, but that might be not what they want to do. And so then we say, well, okay, this was optimized. This is if you take it early, what would you like to do? And then we can actually run the report for, well, they say, well, okay, well, I want to take mine at whatever, 68, and my spouse is a little younger, so she wants to take hers at 64, something like that. And we can run the report and show them what those numbers look like.
Okay, I like it. One of the things, too, and I'm reading more about it, it always seems to sort of increase around tax time, and that's just past, but scams, and particularly, you know, retired folks, senior folks, they get hit really hard.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, if you get into a scam, it's important to have a go-to. I've had clients call me. Like, they'll hang up the phone on people and they'll say, I'm not talking to you until I talk to my advisor.
Yeah, right.
And then they'll call me and they'll say, this person just called me and they were looking for information from my Amazon account. And I'll say, did you give them any information? They'll say, no, I didn't give them anything. I say, perfect. Because Amazon is never going to call you and ask you for your information, your account information or your passwords or something like that. But unfortunately, Steve, I've seen a lot of this happen. And one of the scams that they do is they try to have people buy these gift cards. And they say, and this is crazy. And so if you're listening, just kind of tune in to the next 5 minutes or so, because this can happen to anybody. And I've seen it happen not only to people that have retired, but actually younger people as well, because they'll call, they know where you bank, for instance. They figured it out. Somehow they figured it out. So they know your bank closes at Saturday at whatever, 12 o'clock. The bank's open from 8 to 12. So they're going to call you at 12:45. Why? the bank is already closed. You can't call the bank and verify what they're saying. And then they say these crazy things like somebody's taken your passwords, they've locked your account, they're trying to get all your money. We need information to secure it. We need you to go buy these gift cards, which the crazy thing is these gift cards, you can get gift cards just about in any denomination, thousands of dollars. And guess what, Steve?
What?
They can't be tracked.
Oh.
So once you give them that gift card number, they've got it. It's depleted and it cannot be tracked.
Wow.
So it's gone.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So the key with all of this is, yes, be very mindful. There's a lot of people out there trying to get your information. If you're not sure that it's the actual institution, then hang up the phone, call the institution, and you call the institution yourself and say, I just received a call from somebody for information, or they were trying to get my account information. Did somebody just call me from this institution? And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be no.
No.
We would never call you for that information.
Well, one of the other things that you do at Northern Alliance is, you know, help us deal with our taxes, because we've got to have tax strategies in place, and we need to do that in an efficient way as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's something that we're going to look at, how your taxes, because a lot of times people come in, for instance, and they've heard about the Roths, for instance, the Roth IRA versus the traditional IRA. But maybe when they first came into their work, it wasn't offered, so they never really did it. But they hear people talking about it, and so they're interested in it. And so a lot of times what we can do is we can figure out how much of their traditional IRA we can convert into a Roth, but yet still keep them in the same marginal tax rate. And I've had clients come in, Steve, and basically say, I want to eliminate all of my qualified pre-tax money and convert it to a Roth. Well, depending on how much that is, that could be a dramatic tax if we did it all in 1 year, mm-hmm. of course. So what we'll do is we'll do it deliberately and systematically over a period of time. So let's say we could do $20,000 the first year, $25,000 the second, whatever. And then we eliminate, we're reducing the amount of pre-tax dollars and we're increasing the amount of Roth post-tax dollars. And so now they have this bucket that's building of tax-free money over time. But mm-hmm. that's all part of that planning process.
All
right. Taxes definitely is something we're going to want to take a look at.
Well, folks, if that's interesting to you, piqued your interest, then give us a call. In fact, let's invite folks to call right now, Lance.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what social security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, this is it. A great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get yourself a financial roadmap put together once and for all. A practical financial review? Yes. And it's available with a phone call starting right now, 833-856-1384. It's a comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today. But more importantly, it does become that roadmap, that guide that can help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. A quick break for us. We got another segment right here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
When we come back, questions from our listeners, our favorite part of the show.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey.
Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Financial Safari with Lance Gilman. Lance is the CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. He's a retired lieutenant colonel, an investment advisor, representative, independent fiduciary, all of the, and you've got a lot of experience, all the things that I want in an advisor. Lance, you got them all.
Well, there you go, Steve.
Yeah, that's right.
We try. We try as best we can.
So, you know, we talk about NAFinancialAdvisors.com. That's the website. Yeah. But one of the things we can do on that website is find out about all of the seminars that you have sprouting up from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah, that's true. So most we're running a seminar just about every week somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it's like coming to a theater near you. There's a seminar coming near you very quickly. So just go to the website, check it out. We actually have some dinner seminars that are going on, which have seemed to be very popular. So you get a free dinner and you learn a little bit about retirement topics. Not a bad deal.
No.
But literally from north to south, east to west, everywhere in between, we've got seminars going on somewhere.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I talked to Peter, I talked to Derek and Jeremy. And I mean, these guys are running, man. I mean, they're...
Well, they're hopping for sure. Yeah. And it's great because there's people, especially regardless of the fact that we're in a corrective market cycle, people still need to get some help and retire. And even kind of more so now than ever. They're just down. There's a lot of people that are down, unfortunately, and they need some help. So if that's you, don't hesitate to reach out.
833-856-1384 is the number that you can call, folks. And let's check in with some listeners that took the time to write us. Artie is in Brunswick, and Artie says, do loan payments count towards contribution amounts in 401k calculations? I like the question.
Well, it is a good question, and I don't think many people would even begin to know how to answer it. I congratulate you for actually at least posing the question, and the answer is no, they don't. So that's a good thing, right? So it's not going to mess up your contributions for the year. And the interesting thing about most loan payments to 401ks that most people don't know either is that whatever percentage they're charging you on that loan payment goes back to your own account. It doesn't go to the institution.
Okay.
Typically.
Well, that's
in
good.
Most plans. Yeah. So you're basically getting interest charged to yourself, but you're paying yourself that interest. That's a good thing. That's a good question, Artie. The other thing that's very important to understand about loans when it comes to 401ks is that let's say somebody has a loan on a 401k and then all of a sudden they retire and they're done with work. They haven't paid the loan back. So now that loan is considered a distribution in that year. Unless they pay it back within that year. So in other words, let's say you took a $20,000 loan out, but you didn't pay it back within the year that you retired. Now that $20,000 is going to be considered a distribution unless you pay it back in that year. So that's another reason why it's very important to have a financial advisor kind of coaching you through some of these things.
Sure. All right. That makes sense. 833-856-1384. Artie, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Gerald is in Green. Gerald says, my wife's father passed and she was left quite a bit of stock. Now, all of the stock is in a single company that is a standard bearer. Now, we don't need to access the funds and plan to leave the principal to grow. Is there a better way to grow the money right now as opposed to leaving it all in stock?
It's a good question and viable for sure. One of the things that's important to understand, Gerald, is that when you have stocks in particular that you received or that your spouse received as a beneficiary is you get what's known as a step up in basis at the time that that the original owner passed. So let's say her dad passed and the stocks were worth $100 a share. Well, when he bought them, they might have been worth $10 a share.
Right.
So now they're worth 10 times what he bought them at. But when he passed, she receives a step up in basis. So for the first time now, there's no capital gains implications on those stocks. So what we would typically do is a single stock position is very risky because what if something happens to that company? And that's the only position you have. So that stock could drop from $100 now back down to $10. If something happened with one of their factories or who knows, life happens with single stock positions. So they're very, very risky. So because she's received that step up in basis when her father passed, we would look at alternatives to get her more diversified. So give us a call, Gerald, and we'll sit down and take a look at the stock, look at the basis, and then determine some good options for you.
Sure. That step up in basis, that became a bit of an issue a year or so ago, didn't it? They were talking about doing away with it or changing it or something.
Right. They were trying to basically do away with it completely but that never passed. So it's still viable. So at this point, what we would want to try to do is get you into a little bit more diversified position. So you're not just relying upon one company for all those funds.
All right. All right, Gerald, 833-856-1384. Lacey is in Waterville and she is wondering, she says, retiring in about a month at the age of 62. Good for you. She says, I have a small pension. After 22 years of employment, they moved us all into a portable pension. Now, I was grandfathered into the original pension plan, so in addition to that pension, I was offered a lump sum of which I could roll into an IRA or I could get monthly installments for life. So what's the play here? Lump sum or monthly installments?
Yes. What is the play? That is the question,
indeed,
Lacey. So what we're going to need to do is run some numbers here. We need to understand what they're offering for your lump sum. You're 62, so you're right on the cusp of Social Security. There's another decision point for us to be looking at for you. So what I would say, we need to get more data to be able to make an informed decision for you. A lot of times, a company will offer a lump sum, and you can take those monies with the lump sum and actually make your own pension out of that lump sum, which is better than what they're offering you for their pension offer. But we need to see what the numbers look like to really make that informed decision. So give us a call and we'll take a look at all of these things for you. Social Security, your pension option, as well as that lump sum.
So, Lance, is that something that you see fairly regularly? Because I know for a time there was that whole transition when obviously 401ks came about and the people were phasing out pensions. I know my sister went through it. She was a nurse. You're right. You end up with two of these things. So you see that a fair amount.
Oh, for sure. And unfortunately, most people don't get any help. They don't know. So they are like, okay, they just pick something. And unfortunately, it's just like throwing darts at a dartboard blindfolded while it's spinning. Good luck.
I
don't know. It's just, you don't know. So you're just kind of like shooting blindly, unfortunately. So come on in, let's run the numbers. And that way we'll know for sure. And I've seen instances, most of the time, I'll just say the lump sum actually is better because you then control the asset, not the company, not the contra firm.
Sure.
They don't have, you have control of those assets, not the contra firm.
I like the sound of that.
So we try not to give up control for as long as possible.
All right, Lacey, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. We got time for another one. Let's go to Neil, checking in from Jefferson. Neil says, my question is this. When I start withdrawing from this account and only withdraw the long-term held funds, will I only be taxed with the capital gains rate? If the withdrawals are my only source of income, then does that mean my only taxes will be whatever the long-term capital gains tax rates are? Whew, a lot going on there. Lance, what do you think?
Yeah, so it sounds to me like this is in a non-qualified account. So it's just a straight brokerage type of an account.
Yes.
And so in that case, they are going to look at. So that kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier with Gerald and his wife, those stock positions.
Yep.
But this is different because this is your own stock positions. And when you sell those stocks, for instance, to make a living and you need to generate money off of those stock positions, then yes, you are going to have capital gains. And the other thing is we're going to need to look at dividends, because a lot of times those stock positions actually have dividends as well. And so your dividends are taxed also, but those are taxed at your standard income rates. So it's different when you talk about stocks, because you've got dividends and then you've got just the sale of stocks. And he's talking about long and short-term positions. There's a lot of moving parts in all of that. Mm-hmm. So Neil, I would just come in, let's take a look at it and see what you're trying to do and just make sure that you have the income you need.
Sounds good, Lance. And we have run up against the clock one more time, filled up the whole show. And let's give folks...
That was fast.
Yeah, they always are. Let's go ahead and give folks one last opportunity to call and clear those and grab those last couple of spots available.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, here it is. This is it. Last opportunity today to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. And if you're listening, just call us, 833-856-1384. Don't procrastinate another day. Simply make the call. It's a comprehensive financial review. There's no cost. There's no obligation. And you'll find that you have a roadmap then when you leave that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Well, Lance, as always, a pleasure to be here. This goes by so quickly, but I love the information.
Always great to be here with you, Steve. Do a great job every week.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more right here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.